sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting you know that He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants to meet the need in your life. This is Messages on Demand.
Thank you, Casey and Dan. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon us. We thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your kindness toward us. I ask now, Father, you would bless this word as it goes forth. Father, that it would touch hearts and lives, Father, wherever it may be heard. We ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, many times I think back over songs that we have sung over the years, and some of them still touch my heart today, and I'm sorry to say that a lot of them are not sang actually that much anymore. And there's a song that we used to sing in church. I believe it was written by Donnie McClurkin, and I believe it was called "We've Come This Far by Faith." I remember church I attended back many years ago, we sang that song quite often, and it's called "We've Come This Far by Faith." And some of the words to the song said, "Leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word, He has never failed me yet. Oh, no turning around, we've come this far by faith." Leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word, trusting in what He has to say, trusting in the word that He had left for us in the Holy Scripture about what He has planned for and in store for us as His children. You know, three times we are told in Scripture. First in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, where it says, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." And in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Paul again writing to the Romans says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written," referring again back to Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4, "the just shall live by faith." Paul again stresses this in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." You know, Martin Luther, so many hundred years ago, read these scriptures, and God revealed to him, it was not by the ceremony, it was not by the being baptized or sprinkled in the church, it was not by any of these acts that we take, it was the fact that the just shall live by faith, and that faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in no other. We're told we're to have faith. Matthew chapter 21, verse 21, tells us this, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this thing which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done." Faith. Have faith. Mark writes in chapter 11, verse 23, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be removed, and be cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." We hear a lot of messages today about faith. We hear people preaching that if you have faith, you can be a millionaire. If you have faith, you can drive the fanciest of cars. If you have faith, you can have this, and you can have that. And sometimes I believe some of this teaching is a misuse of the faith that God is talking to us about. Because we are to have faith in the things that God guides us toward and leads us toward and speaks to our hearts. If we will have faith in those things, God will see us through it. How much faith do we have? Well, Luke writes in chapter 17, verse 6, and the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed. And for those of you that have never seen a grain of mustard seed, and I'll have to say I don't know that I've ever seen an actual grain of mustard seed that wasn't encased in something that magnified it so that I could see it. It's very small. It's tiny. You shall say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey thee. I remember last week I mentioned speaking peace to the storm. And you have to have faith when you do that. You have to have faith that God is going to hear and answer your prayer. Hebrews chapter 11 gives us many examples of faith. In fact, it's referred to in Christian circles as the Faith Hall of Fame, because that entire chapter is devoted to some of the great men and women of faith that are mentioned in God's holy word. First of all, chapter 11, verse 1 reads, now faith is. Here's it's telling what faith is. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. You're having faith in something that you can't see. Maybe you can't touch it. You can't feel it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, but you've got faith that it's going to take place. And he goes on and writes, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. They were created by the Word of God. God spoke the word and it took place. God said, let there be light. God said, and it happened. The worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God didn't look around and say, oh, I'm going to take this and I'm going to take that and then I'm going to create this planet called Earth. He said, let it happen. Let there be a firmament. Let there be the seas. Let there be the skies. Let there be all the things that he spoke into existence during that six-day period. God created it. And by faith we understand these things do happen. Not only do they happen, they did happen. And we take it by faith. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. God, I'm giving this to you by faith, that this is what you desire, this is what you require of me. By faith. And today, as Christians, there are a lot of times we have to step out as we are doing our service to God. And let's face it, folks, a lot of our service to God involves our daily living. As we are doing our daily living by faith, we offer to God. By faith, we serve God. By faith, we strive to do the things that He wants us to do. Goes on in verse 5 and tells us, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Let me read those four words again. That he pleased God. Folks, I've told you before, I tell you again, and I hope this is the desire of your heart, that when you stand before God, that the thing you desire most is not some place of position or this or that, certain jewels on your crown or whatever you can think of, but that God says, I am well pleased with you. Because it's more important than anything the world has to offer that God be pleased with us. God, please be pleased with me. By faith, Enoch pleased God. In verse 6, but without faith, listen now, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It's impossible to please God without faith. That's what God's holy word tells us. We must have faith. And I know there are some maybe are going around that are saying, well, I don't have faith. What's wrong with me? I don't have faith. Remember how much faith he said you had to have? As a grain of mustard seed. Now, I know we're being taught today by some folks that we've got to exercise this great faith where we will reap all of these wonderful benefits right here. But that's not what he's telling us. We have to have faith in him that we can accomplish and do the things that he called us to do. And we do it by faith. We step out by faith. And we are told he will reward us if we diligently seek him by faith. Verse 7 goes on and says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And I want you to think back a minute about Noah. And of course, most people are familiar with the Bible story about Noah and the ark. And it's been told all over the world, and there's been movies made about it, and there's been, and some of them very inaccurate, by the way, and there's been kids' videos that have been made about it, coloring books that are talking about it, and little story books, and all of this stuff. We all have heard of Noah and the ark. But by faith, Noah had to do this. Build something that's never been built before. A flood that has never happened in the history of the world is going to come. And it's going to destroy everything in its path that is not safely secure in the ark. Now there are things that God told Noah to take on board the ark with him. God gave him instructions, told him how to build it, and I don't know what kind of a builder Noah was. I know he had probably had his family helping him. Doubt that anybody else really helped him very much. Those that did, it says, scoffed at him and laughed at him. Those that were around him made fun of him. You know, I'm not a carpenter. I'm not a builder. I'm not good at putting stuff together necessarily. And I wonder sometimes myself, if God came to me and said, Ken, build an ark, I'd have to say, God, you got the wrong person probably. But by faith, Noah stepped out believing that if God told him to do it, God was going to have to grant him the knowledge. And that's the thing we have to grasp. Because in the natural, I know I couldn't do some of these things. I would have to step out in faith and say, God, you have to teach me then, and you have to show me. Because there are things that were done that had never been done before. So by faith, Noah stepped out and built the ark. And that ark was a vessel prepared to save Noah and his house and those living creatures that God spoke to his heart to take on board the ark as well. Now, it doesn't tell us that Noah went to the four corners of the earth and gathered the creatures. It says they came. God directed them as well. And there's a cute little cartoon that goes around sometimes on social media right now, and it shows the ark drifting off the floodwaters and sitting on a hillside are two dinosaurs. And said, you mean that was today? Well, sometimes we miss God's will by not stepping out by faith and what he has called us to do. By faith, in verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should receive after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. I've preached on this topic a lot of times. And, you know, today, especially here in America, and I'm sure in other parts of the world as well, we have what's called GPS. I'll have to be honest with you. I don't use GPS very often. I may look at a map that I pull up on a computer or something, and I may go by a map. But we have this wonderful thing called GPS, and it can give us step-by-step directions. I personally have not had good experience with GPS because I've had it take me to places that I didn't really need to go. It took me the wrong route sometimes. But here's Abraham. He's never been where God's telling him to go. He doesn't even know how to get there. But it says he obeyed and went out not knowing whether he went. God, you told me to go. I'm going to go. Guide my steps. And it wasn't a 5 or 10 day journey. It lasted him a long time. But he stepped out by faith. And as Christians, many times God calls us to do something which we don't know what it's going to involve necessarily. But we've got to be obedient. I visited a church the other day. A gentleman I met there asked me how I happened to end up moving to the state of Tennessee, because in the particular area where I live, a lot of people are from other states, and they came here because of work, or they came here because family moved here. And I told him, I said, well, it's kind of a long story, but I ended up here because God told me when I was living in California on the west coast of the United States, go east. And I didn't know for sure where east was that he was talking about. And I thought it was maybe still in California. And it wasn't necessarily places that I particularly even wanted to go. But I said, God, I'll go if that's where you want me to go. And then one day, it came up, Tennessee. And my wife and I sold the beautiful home that God had blessed us with, prepared to leave our jobs that we had, and step out, trusting God to guide us. 17 years later, we're still here. We're still trying to be obedient to the voice of God. Goes on in verse 9, says, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. But here's the thing. It says in verse 10, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, he stepped out. By faith, he wandered those many years. By faith, he let God lead him to the place that God wanted to bring him to. We skip down to verse 23, and it says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. And I'm not going to read the rest of it because we're running out of time. But by faith, Moses, when he was born, he was hid by his parents because of the king's command that all the male children be healed. Then verse 24, by faith, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Because if you remember the story, Pharaoh's daughter found him hidden in a basket in the bulrushes. She took him as her own child, and he was raised in the palace as a grandson of the king. But it says, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Goes on in verse 27, it says, By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him as who is invisible. And by faith, it tells us, he spent 40 years, as we read the story back in the book of Genesis there, where Moses, Exodus, where Moses was in the wilderness and being prepared for where God was going to lead him to do. Remember the story of the burning bush where God speaks to him and says, I want you to go back to Egypt. I want you to bring my people out. And by faith, he went back. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. And by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, who trying to do so also, were drowned. And by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about for 7 days. And this is one of the scriptures of the Bible here when it talks about the walls of Jericho. I don't know how God did it. I have some imagination as maybe to how God did it, because God can use things of nature and things in the natural realm to work his will. And I learned when I was in the army so many years ago that soldiers, when they're marching and they come to a bridge, they break step. They don't march in step, because the vibrations of marching in step can cause the bridge to fall. And I've often wondered, remember, he had to march around the walls for 7 days. Once a day for the first 6 days, on the seventh day, 7 times, and then the trumpets were blown and the walls fell down. Remember that story? And I've often wondered, was this not because God brought the walls down through the vibrations that were created? I don't know. That's just kind of something that I've thought about. But I do know this, the walls came down. And by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, because she had received the spies with peace. He goes on in verse 37 and talks about the people by faith that were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. They did it by faith because they believed in God. The last verses of God's holy word were written close to 1900 years ago. And there have been some great stories of faith that have not been written about, at least in God's holy word, but stories that we have heard. And some of you that are listening to me today are here and listening to me today because of your faith. I am here today because of faith. And I will have to admit this, not necessarily because of my own faith, but because of the faith of others. I am here today because of the faith of a little woman who came and prayed for me when I was about 6 years old and was slowly dying. I am here today because I went through heart surgery 4 years ago, and by faith, people praying for me, God worked a miracle in my life. I'm here today because of faith. Merriam-Webster's dictionary says, the simple definition of faith is a strong belief or trust in someone or something. Belief in the existence of God. Strong religious feelings or beliefs. A system of religious belief. Belief in the existence of God. Dictionary.com has 7 definitions for the word faith, and 1 is confidence or trust in a person or thing. 2 is belief that is not based on proof. 3, belief in God or in the doctrines or teachings of religion. 4, belief in anything is a code of ethics, standards, or merits. 5, a system of religious belief. 6, the obligatory of loyalty or fidelity to a person, promise, or engagement. And 7, the observance of this obligation, fidelity to one's promise or oath. For example, it says there, he was the only one who proved his faith during his recent troubles. My question today is, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Is it in the creature? Is it in the creation? Yes, we have faith in certain things that are of the creation, that are of the creature. And I've mentioned it before, when I walk into my studio and I flip a switch on the wall, I expect the light in the ceiling to come on. I flip another switch and I expect the power to this equipment to come on that I can record this message. I have faith that that's going to happen because I know I paid my electric bill and there's been no power outages, and by faith it will come on. Well, that's faith in the creature. But do we have faith in the Creator? Faith in the Creator, the one who created all things, the one who created this world, the one who created this universe, the one who created our life. You have faith in Him? Is our faith in Him? Sometimes we have more faith in the creature than we do in the Creator, and He wants our faith. He wants our faith because, as we read earlier, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Do you have faith today? Do you have faith in God? Maybe you're listening to me today and you need healing in your physical body. And I'm a great believer. I've seen this happen years ago when we were doing radio broadcasts in the Caribbean. And all of our messages were recorded up to 30-some days in advance. And God would speak to my heart to pray for someone who would be healed 30 to 40 days later. And I believe today, as this message is going out, and it can be heard on the internet or it can be heard by CD, by wherever, I don't know how many days hence from now, that there are those that are listening that will need healing. And I believe today, if you have faith that God can heal you, that He will bring healing into your physical body. And maybe you're listening to me and you need salvation. I have faith that if you cry out to God, that He will save you. His word tells us He will. He says, if you'll call upon me, I will save you. I will come into your heart. I will change your life. And Father, today as we close out this message, first of all, for those that are sick in body, Father, that are listening to this message today, wherever they may be, it doesn't matter if they're here in America, if they're in Europe, if they're in Asia, if they're in South America, wherever it may be, Father, that this word is being heard. I pray, Father, that healing right now will come in to their body. Father, I speak healing in the name of Jesus. And Father, there's someone listening today who needs salvation. They need to get their life straight with Jesus Christ. And they need to take that step by faith today and call upon His name and cry out, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart today. Wash away the sin that is in my life. Cleanse me, I pray. I ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to Messages on Demand. If you have been blessed by this message, please let us know. You may contact us by email at pastor@tlhf.us. Again, that's pastor@tlhf.us. Or by clicking on the Contact Us button on the homepage of our website, www.tlhf.us. Messages on Demand is a Didaskalos production, a ministry of the Lord's House Fellowship.